Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I am your host, Maggie, and I'm joined by my co-host, Becky.
Hi!
Rachel is here.
Hello.
And then we have a very special guest today, Alex.
Hi.
Alex works for Second Try, and we're so excited for you to come on. We're going to be talking about The Bachelor, which I know nothing about, but the rest of these three ladies in this room are very excited to talk. So I will...
You'll be learning.
I'll be learning.
So much. By the end of the episode, Maggie, I hope you are intrigued.
You'll be a convert.
Yeah, this season seems a little juicy, so I'm excited to get into it. I've heard all about it. It's like all over the internet. It's all over Twitter. Alex, why don't you introduce yourself and what you do for Try Guys LLC?
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. This is very exciting.
Hello.
I'm an associate producer here at the Try Guys, so I've been here a little over 2 years now. Yeah, so I worked with the guys at BuzzFeed on their branded videos. And then came to the company a few months after it started. And I think my first job that we ever did here was the office makeover, which was really exciting because I came in for my interview and it was a bunch of random furniture. Rachel was working off of a futon.
A broken futon.
Our first week we were doing the office makeover. So we were ripping out all the furniture, painting the walls. So it was like a nice start, fresh start for everyone. And it was like a fun job to come in on.
That's awesome. And you're a food baby.
I am.
Tell us about how did food babies come to exist?
Yes, I would love to know. I wasn't here when they started.
Oh, that's right. And the name. I remember there were a lot of like iterations of the name going around.
So YB and I met working here. I think I started a couple of months before her. And we kind of just hit it off right off the bat.
You guys met here?
Yeah, yes. I didn't know YB before this.
Really?
You guys seem like such BFFs.
Yes, I thought you were friends for years.
No,
I mean, I would not be surprised if you had matching tattoos.
From my perspective, YB started, Alexandria was here. The three of us went to lunch twice, like at their first week. And then every day after that, YB and Alex went to lunch together.
So wait, you got booted?
I got booted. I was like, wow, they're falling in love. I'll just peacefully step
Rachel
away.
Was always invited, but you were very busy.
That's also insane. You guys just clicked. Like, I witnessed it before my very eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of had a little office romance. we clicked right away, and we both... YB's full Korean, I'm half Korean, so we kind of clicked there. Mm-hmm. And right away we started talking about our love of mukbangs, which is like not a normal thing to be into. So like when someone else casually brings it up and you casually bring it up and you're both like, oh, you like that too? Like you're kind of like, oh, okay, we're best friends now. And so it's kind of like this just weird, I don't know. We've always loved these videos and it gives us like a weird sense of satisfaction. It's like ASMR for some people.
Yeah.
And so we just started talking about like, oh, how fun would it be one day if we got to do these videos? And we talked about doing it for her channel. And then we kind of weaseled our way in when Keith started doing a lot of Eat the Menu episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And we would take all of the leftovers, set up the camera back here, and Miles would help us in the back studio. And we would stay after hours and film our own videos like for no one. No one asked us to do this. And so we would film it and kind of suggested it go on Patreon, like to maybe see how it goes. So we really forced it upon the guys. I remember one night, I think YB and I were eating Olive Garden. Like we had a crazy amount of pasta out and it took us a long time. It was raining that day. It was a long day. And Ned came in and it was like 8 o'clock at night and he came in to grab a TV and he didn't know we were here and he didn't know we were doing this either. So we were just set up with all of these lights and all of this pasta. But it was fun.
And you were the leftover ladies at this point? Or what was the first
dumpster divas?
Cleanup crew?
Cleanup crew became the boys. So that's Miles and Jonathan mainly.
Represent.
leftover ladies, I guess, had a negative connotation, so we had to take that away. And I think it was actually Sam who suggested the food baby's name.
Yeah, that's definitely the best one.
Yes. Yeah. He said it, and we were like, oh, that's the best name ever. Perfect. That's it.
Food
yeah.
babies. Wow, so it was eating the leftovers from Eat the Menu.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was pre-COVID times, but
yeah,
it worked out.
Yeah. Wait, does that mean I'm technically a food baby now since I eat leftovers from Eat the Menu?
Can I be an honorary food baby? Only if you're also willing to call Keith a food daddy.
Never.
And you have to be in the videos and you have to eat as much as they do.
I don't usually. I'm usually a one bite Becky, you know?
One bite Becky.
One bite Becky. I come in for my Eat the Menu, random appearances.
Cameo.
We're filming an episode this week if you want to stop by.
Oh, I don't need all that Starbucks, y'all.
I do want. I never get to come on Eat the Menu because I don't need all this meat. But Starbucks.
There are meat-free options.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Starbucks is. Let me sip some coffee. My caffeine tolerance is sky high.
Keith was doing Eat the Menu for Pizza Hut, and there was so much pizza. I think it was Miles that suggested we host a leftover lounge. And so we made
a lounge.
So this room that we're in became the lounge. We made a step and repeat right here.
Oh, my God. You made a step and repeat?
If you unroll one of these pink seamlesses, I think, it still has like the pH on it.
Because we tried to use a pink seamless and it was all drawn on. That wasn't
my choice either. I came in and I was like, you can't even see it on camera. But YB and I got like these dumb matching pink outfits from Forever 21, these floofy dresses. And everyone who was a guest on Eat the Menu would come back and... I think they would just bring their leftovers to us and we would all try it together. And
we had to share a footage.
Mic. There's a lot of footage. Like I don't know what happened to it. So we were in the video for maybe 30 seconds, but we have like 8 hours.
So the lounge never came to light. We're going to have to find that and cut it together.
I think that's got to be an extra like bonus episode.
Yeah, there was a little bit of it, but we were also like, we hired a freelance camera operator who didn't know us at all. And we had to explain why we were like in this random room of a house eating Pizza Hut.
In tutus.
In tutus. And it was a fun day, but we were also sharing a mic, which was weird for us. We're not used to like having to stop talking. So it was fun. It was weird.
Yeah.
But it kind of
lounge. You have to tell these guys, because I'm sure they don't know, about your dress code for food babies, which I think is so funny.
It's always matching, right?
We kind of have this unwritten rule that we like to match each other and the food.
They dress like the food. They always dress like the food.
So in Chicken Nuggets, jog my memory. Like what?
Are you wearing yellow?
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to remember.
Chicken Nuggets was early like a chicken days.
Yeah. We might have dressed like McDonald's colors.
Oh. Showing up in salmon for the sushi video.
Yeah,
we dressed like salmon colored.
Is it weird performing like in videos, doing like the mukbangs for like YouTube? Because that's not what you went to school for.
I wish I could have gone to school for mukbangs.
Anybody else?
That's not technically your job,
but like performing, right? Because your background is in production.
Yeah. So I definitely didn't study to do this.
Anyone?
Maybe. I don't know. I did watch a lot of documentaries on competitive eaters to get some tips before this.
That is so funny.
But yeah, like my background isn't in performing and I'm not necessarily super comfortable on camera.
Yeah.
And I think being friends with YB before we started filming helped a lot. I think if I was just doing that with a stranger, like I would have still enjoyed it, but I don't think I would have been like as comfortable and as open. Because I'm not a performer, so I do kind of clam up sometimes.
Yeah.
And what did you go to college for? And we know where you went to college because we're all jealous, but for the audience.
So I went to the University of Hawaii at Hilo, and I studied communication and anthropology, which doesn't really relate to what I'm doing now, but I guess the communication does.
Yeah.
But basically, I went to college and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I kind of wanted to go into PR. I originally wanted to be a journalist, but it's kind of a hard thing to major in and actually have a career in. So I decided to study communication, but it was the best choice I ever made. I mean, I lived on an island. Cool. I got to go on to the beach like on the weekends after school if I had free time. All of my professors and fellow students were from all around the world because everyone would transfer in. So I met a lot of really amazing people.
And did you meet Will at college or did you guys decide to go to college together?
Please tell us how you met.
And Will is Alexandria's longtime boyfriend.
Yes. So Will and I have been together for about 9 years now. And we met before college. We were both in community college. We were 19, working at the Americana.
Oh my gosh. And at what store, Alex?
So we worked at a store called Gilly Hicks, which is now gone.
That's why you wanted your baby to be in Hollister. Not that you have a baby. We had a conversation earlier about baby Hollister.
Baby Hollister.
Because isn't that a Hollister like subset?
Yeah, so Gilly Hicks was owned by Abercrombie, and it was a new brand that was like based in Australia, but it was all a fake story. But it was all women's clothing, and they had lingerie. So they had like the best underwear, and they had bras. And so I worked at the store for, I think, almost a year before Will came in. And he only worked in the back because we couldn't have boys on the floor. It's kind of like Victoria's Secret. Like, you don't want guys there when you're shopping for underwear.
And tell us, like Abercrombie, do they only hire basically models?
That was the weird part is I was kind of scouted for the job because they this company was so weird.
Whoa!
Yes. Yes, I thought that's how that worked.
But here's the other thing, too. They had
Alex was discovered.
Yeah, what are you, like, walking in the mall and they saw you and they were like get over here.
Have you heard of Gilly Hicks?
Well, it was a manager who walked up to me and she was like, how old are you? I was like, oh, I'm 19. I was just like, am I not old enough to be in the store? And I was there shopping with my mom. So they asked me to come in an interview and I did. And then I think Will also interviewed there because it was close to his house and all the boys, all of his like guy friends interviewed there because they all wanted to work at the store with the cute girls.
And this really worked out for him.
It really did. And here's the funny part too about the way they hired. They had a quota that they had to fill for each race.
Oh.
Because, and I think this was their attempt to be more inclusive. Yeah. But there's a lot of lawsuits back in the day, and I think still are, about how kind of racist Abercrombie was. And it was really only white men and women that were hired. And so after all the lawsuits happened, they really had to include everyone. And so they would, I saw like in the back room, they would check off like how many people they had scouted for the day. And I'm sure I was like on their Asian list.
They were like, beautiful Korean. Check.
Check.
It was a really weird place to work. Whoa. We had a booklet of like, how we could style our hair, how we could wear a makeup. If you came to work with like purple nail polish on, they made you go to the Rite Aid and get nail polish remover and take it off. You had...
What color could you wear?
Only the... Like neutrals. I could wear like light pink. You couldn't wear eyeliner.
What?
Not even like no bottom eyeliner. You couldn't wear a top.
Even and if so, it's super, super thin? Weird.
Like, yeah. Whoa. Like the way I'm wearing my makeup now, if I came into work... They would give you a Q-tip and make you take off your eyeliner.
They wanted no eyeliner because they wanted that like young Gwyneth Paltrow, like fresh peachy look because they're Australian.
But when you're 19, you don't want a makeup-free look. You want to look cute for everyone coming in. Yeah.
Crazy. Wow.
I mean, I think they were probably trying to be more diverse and inclusive, but the quotas just sound a little nuts.
The quota was weird, but it was a very diverse group of people that worked there. But anyways, Will and I were working there one night, and it was like the late shift. Because like, two times a year, we would have to do overnight inventory. Mm-hmm. And so we would have shifts from like 11 to 5. And Will came in and I was like, ooh, who's that cute boy? Because I didn't like anyone. Okay. Like, I met a lot of great friends there, but like, I didn't think anyone was cute. I never dated anyone there. And as soon as Will came in, I was like, ooh, who's this boy? And I didn't wear makeup that day because I was running late and my hair was in a dirty ponytail. And he walked in and I was like, oh my God, why didn't I get ready today?
You're like, shit.
So I think we met one shift and then started dating like that weekend. Officially, but we like really liked each other from the beginning.
So you like bond so fast. You bonded fast with Will. You bonded fast with
like
YB.
I don't like anyone, but when I like you, I really like you.
You're like a penguin.
Yeah.
You are mine forever.
Yeah.
Mate for life.
Yeah. And then you decided to go to Hawaii together.
Yeah. So he was actually already applying to schools and I still had another year left at community college.
So we did a year of long distance, which was like a lot to handle for my first love. And we'd only been together a few months when he left.
So young.
So it was, it was a very tumultuous year. And I was like taking 25 credits to try and get my GPA up. Mm-hmm. And I went to visit him and like the school was really cool and all of his friends were really nice. And he lived like walking distance from the beach. I thought, this is a pretty good deal. I'm going to try it out. And so I applied and went the next year and we lived together out in Hawaii.
Wow.
So fun.
Why did you ever come back from Hawaii, you guys?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
She missed the Americana.
I did miss the Americana. The mall was very sparse. There's not a lot of jobs out there, and I think if I didn't want to work, like have this career specifically, I definitely would have stayed. It's just a much slower lifestyle for what I wanted to do. But I think I'd like to retire there. I'd definitely like to go back, but I do miss it a lot.
I'd like you to retire there with a big 100%. Hunger for the rest of us to visit.
Yes. And then what made you apply at BuzzFeed? Was it like a place that you'd always wanted to work, or was it just like it was there?
I loved BuzzFeed. So in college, like when I was at the library studying late, I was really on BuzzFeed, like reading through all of the listicles. Because I think like 2013, 2014 is when it really started to take off. That's when their video department got really big too. And so I was always a fan just from college. And when I graduated from college, I started working in production on music videos and commercials.
Oh, cool.
Which was a fun and weird and like really stressful experience. And then I did that for about a year and worked on a feature. And then a producer that I knew was working at BuzzFeed freelance and suggested or recommended me to another producer there for a freelance job. So I ended up permalancing there for a year and it worked out great because I did my first job there. And then there was a hiring freeze, but they still needed people. So I got the freelance rate for a full year before I went on staff. And then that's where I met the Try Guys, and we worked on all of those big branded videos together, and it was a lot of fun. And I was a really big Try Guys fan, too, before I started working with them.
So cute. That's so sweet.
I remember my first one of my first weeks at BuzzFeed, another director there was kind of giving me a tour, and we were walking around the building, so I was in a different whole different building from the Try Guys. They were at the DeLongpre office, and I was over at that Tall Sunset office. We were walking through, and I think I saw like Keith and like Eugene and a couple other guys, and I was like, oh my God, Try Guys. And I didn't say anything, but I was really excited because I love their videos. And then our first time working together, I think I was just really quiet because I was really nervous. Like I didn't want a fangirl. And I also came from like music video production where you don't talk to the talent, you don't talk to the directors. And so when I came to BuzzFeed and there was like other women there and everyone just talked to each other, it was a big culture shock. Wow. But it was great.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And then you ended up at Second Try and met the other love of your life, YB, and Food Babies was born. That's such a good origin story.
It's great. I mean, it's I always wanted to do mukbangs, which was like kind of a weird secret dream of mine. Like before I came here, I contemplated starting my own channel and like just doing mukbangs on my own. But then I thought, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to wait a little bit. So it worked out great. So it's just me and Will and YB for the rest of my life.
The most beautiful.
Do you have any other secret weird dreams that you're willing to share?
Secret weird dreams?
You said doing mukbangs was your secret weird dream.
Oh, what are my weird dreams? Like, I think from age, like, I don't know, third grade to like high school, I really wanted to be a chef. And I would watch the Food Network every single day. And I always loved food. And I always have like a weird relationship with it where I always wanted to eat a lot, but it wasn't socially acceptable. And now it is. so I think that's my number one dream right now.
Nice. Amazing.
You're living it. You're did living you ever it. Dream of going on
The Bachelor?
Kind of did. But yes. I've been with Will longer than I've been watching The Bachelor. So it was never serious. But like it seems fun because a lot of people come out of that with a lot of like new girlfriends, and I would love to just go and like make a bunch of new friends.
Yeah, you could also do like Paradise and just go for the vacation, you know?
Yeah, just go for the food.
But that's the real reason you're here, Alexandria. Mm-hmm. The real other love of your life is Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise.
I love it. That might be my number one dream. Maybe I'll go on The Bachelor one day.
Will is not allowed to listen to this episode.
You would definitely be on for the wrong reasons, which is just the experience of The Bachelor.
I'd just be drinking wine the whole time and tanning and like hanging out with the girls. Oh, you would
be Corinne. I was going to say you'd be nice Corinne.
Oh, I love nice Corinne.
I heard there's like a two drink. Okay, I was reading facts last night just to prepare on like what facts. I should know on the history of The Bachelor. And I read that out of, when did that happen? Like 2017 with Corinne. Yeah. Now there is, you can only have two cocktails or glasses of wine, I don't know, beer per hour.
Mm-hmm. That seems reasonable.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah. Here's how they get reasonable. Around it. You can order like two cups of vodka. Or you could order.
God. Who wants to get around that?
If you have like two shots an hour all afternoon, you could still get pretty trashed.
Yeah. Because that was pretty dark with Corinne.
Yeah, it was.
That little moment.
Who wants to be trashed on national television?
One of Will's best friends from high school is now a producer on The Bachelor, and he started out as a PA and a handler, and he works freelance. A handler is kind of like a PA on set. Like, there's so much cast to wrangle that they will kind of just be on standby to wrangle the ladies.
I was like, what does that have to do with The Bachelor? Like, wrangling people? Okay, go ahead.
So he started out as a PA, and he would also work freelance, and I would hire him sometimes for my freelance shoots. And there's one time where I called him and he was whispering, but he did answer his phone. And I was like, hey, are you free for this job in a couple weeks? We'd love to have you on. And he said, yeah, like, let me call you back later, but I'm free. I was like, all right.
Okay.
And so later I found out that he was on set of The Bachelor and he was watching a one-on-one date. I forgot what season this was, but a couple was in a hot tub and he had to be on standby in the bushes nearby. just in case they needed anything.
Not filming.
He was filming. He was just there in case he was needed.
They were filming though. He wasn't. Yeah. He's not a camera op. Yeah. But like they were being filmed in the hot tub.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. So he still answered this call, which is why he was whispering. But his job was just to like hang out in the trees at nighttime while this couple was in a hot tub. It was nighttime too, so it was like a little creepy.
The creepiest thing you've ever heard.
That is so funny. I love it. Yeah.
But he's now a producer on the show and he loves his job and I love his job, so it works out great.
So we're like one degree of separation from The Bachelor producers.
When I was on jury duty, one of the guys dropped at the very end of like what we were doing. He was like, oh yeah, and my wife's a producer on The Bachelor. And I was like, I can't believe we've been here for a month and you haven't said anything. I was like, ask her if you can tell me anything. And he's like, she's gonna say no. Like he was this like tatted guy that was like, child, please stop talking to her. And every day I'd come back in and be like, so did she say you could tell me anything?
No. No, ma'am. Yeah.
And you, to pivot, you actually met Pilot Pete at a bar.
Oh my gosh.
Pilot Pete was on He was last season Bachelor. Easily one of the most boring Bachelors they've ever had.
Worst one.
And he's just like kind of dweeby.
He flew through like all his final, after he got engaged to one girl, he broke up with her and he got engaged to another one. Mm-hmm. Then they broke up and then he went with his third choice. He like was the most flip-floppy.
So flip-floppy.
But I do think it was a lot of producer involvement, though. Yeah. I think he liked Kelly from the beginning. And I remember watching...
manipulated him?
Yeah, I watched some behind-the-scenes thing where Kelly and Peter were talking, and she was saying that, like, she was really mad that day that they had their one-on-one date where they went flying. I think he took her flying. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, you seemed really pissed off. And I guess, like, she had been upset later that day. And I think it was the producers kind of, like, trying to get her out of there.
Oh.
And so, I don't know. I think the producers just didn't want her to make it or something.
Because she wasn't dramatic at all. She wasn't dramatic. A lawyer.
She was an adult. Yeah. And I think she was just really there to, like, hang out with this guy who she already met and already liked.
Yeah.
And I didn't, like, dislike anyone else in the season, but I think they were forcing it with Hannah Ann.
Oh,
who also seemed, like, great, but I just don't think they connected.
No.
And I think he really did like Madison, but when she left, I think he was done with it.
Yeah.
And then they kind of forced him back together again. And it was, like, this whole dramatic thing where they were on After the Final Rose, and they were, I don't know, it just seemed like the show was trying to force them together, and it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, and I mean, if they weren't together, we wouldn't have gotten, bring her home.
Oh, yeah, his parents his mother, are
Barb. Was it
his
Barb?
His mother, specifically. So, you don't want to marry into that family.
No, on personally. Pilot Pete's After the Final Rose, which is when they do...
It's like the after show.
It's the after show, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they have the couple come out, whatever. So there was a lot of drama with Pete and who he picked, especially with his family, because they liked one girl more than the other girl. Mm. And he ended up with the other girl. But in one of the...
And they were more opinionated of their own mind than supportive of him.
Oh.
Yeah. They were kind of... Like, his mom was definitely like, do what I want.
Mm.
Like,
but the clip we had to watch a lot, like in the... you know, when they say, oh, coming up this season on The Bachelor was always Barb just going, bring her home. And she's like crying. Keith and I will sometimes yell that at each other if we're like going out to get takeout.
And then
I'll be like, bring it home.
He got engaged to the girl his mom did not like. And the whole After the Final Rose, she sat in the audience
giving
like a stink eye, just pissed. She was like,
I think he got like engaged to Hannah Ann, who his mom did like.
Uh-huh.
And then they broke it off, and then she hated Madison.
She hated Madison. Yeah, with the eyelashes.
I'm she does love you, Kelly, though.
The Bachelors and Bachelorettes, the moment their show is over, they poof from my memory, and they don't exist anymore. It's not real celebrity. I'm only invested in them while they're actively on TV.
Mm-hmm. See, I still follow, like, we started watching Bachelor. When was your first Bachelor? Like, what's the first season you remember watching?
So I started getting into The Bachelor because I would watch Celebrity Couples Therapy on VH1. And Juan Pablo, who was the most hated Bachelor in history.
Very bad man.
And his final choice, Nikki. They ended up going on this couples therapy show, and he was so awful. I was just like, I got to get into this show. And then I think Chris Soules' season was the first season I really got into, which was great. There's so many great women from that show. We got like Ashley I, Caitlin Bristow.
Oh, that's where
Carly. There's so many people there.
See, we didn't get into it until JoJo season.
Oh,
we
JoJo was
started
great.
Watching because I'd watched it like kind of in high school. I watched like Emily Maynard season.
Oh, wow.
So when they were like, oh, Ari's the new Bachelor, I was like, how old is that man? I watched that in high school.
105.
Yeah, we watched JoJo season and we really liked JoJo. And then we continued to follow JoJo online. And
follow
she's
JoJo
like,
too.
Yeah, one of the only like Bachelorette people that I still follow.
And she has like a house flipping show now.
Yeah.
She owns like 60 HGTV. Properties.
Yeah. And I feel like her and Jordan had a really good, I don't know. I just thought their like story was really cute and that they like actually really liked each other.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a crazy dramatic season, because was that Chad, the whistling?
Oh, I did want to talk about Chad.
Chad yeah. I think that was Chad's season, because that's how I got Keith into Bachelorette. I was watched the first like two episodes, and I was like, Keith, the editing on this show is amazing. I was like, they made this man walk through the woods and creepily whistle. And he's like, okay, I'll watch.
All their commercials, like for the next week, they can just turn literal garbage into some looking so juicy. I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to watch next week.
The best
part of every episode is what's coming on next week. Yeah. It's the super cut of just what you want to see.
Yeah.
So Margaret, how much Bachelor have you watched? When was your first episode? Was it this week?
I think I only watched maybe one or two seasons, but it just got to the point where it was so long. There would be like 2-hour episodes, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. I only have a certain amount of time after I get home from work. I can't Can I watch it on double speed?
Zach loves to do that. He watches everything on double speed.
You can't do that with TV.
No, you can't.
So I think I watched Nick Via. I don't know how to say
his
last.
I love his season.
His season's really good.
And I think that was the only, I think I watched Bachelor in Paradise like one season as well, just because it was like the culmination of Nick Viall's season. Mm-hmm. Am I saying his last name right? I hope I am.
I stood behind him on the red carpet at the Streamies. Okay. I stood like 1 foot away from him and I was like, you're not nice to women.
I sat next to him at Jones on Third and I was just like silently just sipping my iced latte. I was just like,
Alex, I love that you know that he's always there.
Well, my boyfriend Will used to work at CBS right next to Jones on Third, and he would go there every day for coffee, and Nick was always there.
See?
Kind of just hanging out, waiting to be noticed.
Yes. Why was so Nick creepy. At the Streamies? He had no reason. He was not nominated. It's just like any event, Nick Viall will go and be there. He wants to be seen.
That makes sense.
His manager is telling him to do it.
Go to Jones on Third every day, Nicholas.
Do you listen to his podcast?
I do.
You do? Is it good? I've seen some clips.
He's a good host, and he usually has like really solid guests on. Like he's had Chris Harrison. He's had all of the leads on. Yeah. And he'll also have, I don't know, other celebrity guests on that are fans of the show but not related, like Rachel Bilson was on. And I like him. He's a good podcast voice.
Let's get into Claire and Tayshia's season.
Tayshia's season is what Tayshia's I'm calling season. It.
So to set the time of life that we're in, the first episode with Tayshia on it came out last week. The episode for this week has not happened yet. So we've all... Maggie.
One episode.
Claire and Dale, and then Tayshia's first episode.
Mm-hmm. How have you been liking this season, Alex?
What do you think?
I don't love Claire. And it's not because of like, it's not because of her. I actually do like her. I think she's really smart and she's beautiful. But I don't love that she came into the season and like, I think she was open, but I do think she was talking to Dale before. Mm-hmm. But I wish she would have just faked it for the sake of all of the crew that like their jobs were depending on this, like all of the production prep that went into this to book this whole resort. The whole crew and cast had to quarantine, and it's better that she didn't fake it because now we have Tayshia. But my first reaction was just like, you have so many people relying on you for their jobs. I don't know. You're here to find love, but you're also here to carry a whole TV show.
Yeah.
And I think you have to remember that. Yeah. And I think for a lot of leads, like they knew who their person was from the beginning, but they had to do the whole show.
Yeah.
Usually it's who, at least for the last couple seasons, has been whoever got the first impression rose. Mm-hmm. It's been pretty obvious, like going through, like, I mean, maybe Hannah Brown's season, we were all like, what the hell is Jeb Jed doing here still?
Hannah Brown.
Yeah.
I love her so much, but I do not approve of her choice in men.
Oh, I don't.
Neither. I mean, she learned.
Hannah Brown's been.
She's a lockdown Tyler C.
Yeah.
She's trying.
Pop away.
Do you think Claire is really like kind and nice? I think she's not.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear from production side too.
I want to know what production thinks.
And a production person. So do you think she's getting a bad edit or that she is?
I think she's getting a bad edit.
That's a big debate online.
Dislike her. I think she's getting a bad edit, but I also think she's an egocentric monster.
Yeah, I do think she's getting a bad edit, but there's a reason. Like production usually doesn't just try to screw over the lead.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't serve them, but I think she's not. I don't think she's a nice person.
But I guess if you put people's jobs in like jeopardy and it's the people who are
like, I don't hate her, but I think she's so obsessive and like she couldn't help herself. I don't think she made a decision where she was like, screw this whole crew. Like, I'm out of here. I don't care about this. I think she was really just like had tunnel vision and she couldn't do anything else except for think and talk about Dale.
A thing that I saw, only 12 couples who have been on The Bachelor have been married out of, I think there's 21 seasons. That's wild.
There's more than 21 seasons, and I would believe that. Really? It usually doesn't work out long term.
Yeah. And I will say The Bachelorette seasons are more successful than The Bachelor seasons.
I think they're more apt at picking partners than the men are.
I think it's probably more than 21 then, because I think it was all the women's seasons have ended in proposals. Not necessarily.
I mean, almost all the seasons have ended in proposals. The outliers are few and far between.
Yeah, there were just a couple of no.
But the proposals don't necessarily lead to weddings because of all the obvious reasons there. However, there is a huge cash bonus if you get married. And there's a bigger cash bonus if you get married and ABC films it.
Really?
I think people also get married for that reason.
I heard that if you don't get married or something like that, you have to return within like 2 years, you have to return the ring.
Yeah. So if you don't get married, but you're together for 2 years, you can keep the ring. But if you break up before that, you have to give it back.
Neil Lane's
that
like,
makes
get
sense
back.
Because that ring is worth like $100,000.
Yeah, that's
itself.
What I,
yeah.
I looked at the average price for it. It's like $100,000.
That's a down payment on a house most places.
Okay, maybe that'll be my plan and I can get Will on board. I'm going to go on The Bachelor. I'm going to win to get the ring. And I'll have to stay in it for 2 years.
Girl,
but once I keep the ring.
It. Stick with Food Babies.
I know.
But is the Food Babies going to give me?
Yeah, you got to get more sponsors for Food Babies.
Here's the
thing.
When you go on shows like that, you sign a waiver, like waiving any rights to your own like mortification, embarrassment, psychological health, reputation. Like you sign away all of your rights. They can portray your story any way they want to.
But Los Angeles real estate is really expensive.
Very helpful. She wants to get that bag.
Yeah. I just want a backyard.
Maggie, listen, what did you think of Tayshia's first episode? Because you watched the first one. You just watched
Tayshia. Man, that woman can command an entire room of like 20 men so well.
She's so hot.
Is she?
She's so hot.
Like a Disney princess or is she a Disney princess?
Yes.
She is. She looks and acts like a Disney princess.
And she's so charismatic and
And she's so sweet. Like she seems so genuinely nice. I don't think we get that a lot. Not that
certainly
other leads
not
are
from
mean.
Claire. But Claire was like, "I'm old. I know what I want. I know what I don't want. Don't talk to me."
Yeah. I think Claire has gone to a lot of therapy and memorized a lot of things that her therapist has said. Because it like she would like say things like, "And I am setting this boundary, and I don't have to settle." And I was like, All right. I'm glad you have worked on some things, but like you got to put in your own words sometimes, Claire."
Kind of like McKenna from last season.
Yeah.
McKenna from Pilot Pete season was this young girl and she was really pretty, but I think she just was not ready to get married.
No.
But it seemed like she had memorized all these positive affirmations beforehand. Mm. And so she came on and when she got eliminated, she was just like, "I am a strong woman and I will find someone who will respect me."
And it was, and I'm falling in love with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it was, it was a bit much, but it was also cool to see her compared to like some of the crazies that come on.
I know.
And she was a Canadian influencer was her job. And her claim to fame on the show, what she gave the show was, sorry for anyone listening, you're not going to, you know, get the visual, but for everyone viewing, she did this crazy tongue, like licking her lips thing all the time. She was always like,
"Oh no!"
Like big tongue out of her mouth, licking around. She makes fun. I saw her do a TikTok about it. She makes fun of it now, but it was so bizarre to watch. You were just like, "Girl, you're on TV.
They're filming
this." She was cute. She was like a good. Like I agree. I liked when she left that she was like a little kind of fake, but also like, "Well, I'm not going to be that sad about this because I'm going to move on and it's going to be okay. Like, it's not the end of the world." So.
I like her a lot now, too, seeing her, like, on TikTok. And she's just, like, young and fun. And it's cool to see that personality from her.
Yeah. Who do you think Tayshia, or who do you want Tayshia to be with? Because we have someone we want.
I don't even know any of these guys.
That's the thing.
I can't
Claire
name one person.
Claire didn't let us get to know any of them.
Oh, except for Bennett. I love Bennett. I mean, don't think he's going to make
Bennett's
it. But like
a joke, but
he's a great joke. He's so funny.
Joke.
And he's in
Bennett
on it,
looks
too.
Looks like Clark Kent.
He looks like Clark Kent. He went to Harvard. He drinks martinis in his room, but he's like aware of how over the top he is. So I like let it pass.
Yeah, he hams it up. Yeah.
But we like easy. We want
easy.
Easy. To either win or be the next Bachelor.
Because
he's so funny. But
and
they
he can host a show.
On,
I know.
Tyler C's friend.
Mike or something. Or Matt.
Mike J. Matt J.
Matt James.
Matt James.
Who has never been.
But
I think he might be the first
after
lead.
That. Chris Harrison, if you're listening to this, easy is next. We love him. He can host a whole show.
Yeah. But what are you saying about
Matt James?
I think except for the early seasons, this is one of the first seasons where the lead has never been on the Bachelor franchise before.
Yeah.
Because the way it works is it's usually like, there will be a season of The Bachelor, and then one of the last like three or four women will become The Bachelorette.
Right.
And then that cycle continues. And the current Bachelor season that's filming with Matt, he was supposed to be on Claire's season. And she got mad at him for...
She got mad at him?
Oh,
what there is was some drama.
Wait, Cameo. What? He went on Cameo. You know, the website where you can pay for videos of someone.
Personalized.
Someone saying hi.
And she got mad that he did that, like, at the beginning of quarantine and called him out for it. And so it was kind of awkward. And then, like, obviously they couldn't have him on the show now because she would just hate him. But he was already in Bachelor World because he was Tyler
C's
friend.
Audience doesn't really know him unless you follow Tyler C on...
Yeah. They have, like, a food show together
or whatever on
ABC.
Oh.
Not, like, it's, prime ABC, it's but called, it's an online show?
I don't think it's a show. It's called ABC Food Tours, and I think it's something where they, like, help underprivileged children, like, make sure they get meals.
Oh.
And so it's more about, like, I think they'll do events where they'll have kids come out, and I think it's mostly about, like, making sure children get fed, I believe.
That's so sweet.
I believe
sweet.
That that's what it's about. Yeah, it's actually really cool, and they'll do like runs where everyone comes out, and it's kind of a fundraiser. But yeah, it's like more of a charity organization they started.
See, this just proves to me you have to click on things when you see that. You can't just read ABC Food Tours and then I'm like, yeah, he has an online show on ABC where he goes on a food tour. No,
I did love Hannah's season though because I feel like all of those guys are best friends now.
They're really cute together.
And, like, Dylan is friends with them, and Dylan and Hannah are still together, and they just bought a house. They're so cute.
You're following so many people.
Yeah, I have their specific couples I love.
On Instagram.
Who's your favorite bachelor, bachelorette person?
Person? I think Caitlin Bristow. I love her. I think she's so funny, and she's so smart, and she was one of the first leads we got, especially the women, where she, like, was quick-witted and had a personality and, like, kind of make fun of herself, and we didn't get that a lot. It was very like flat personalities before that.
Yeah,
but I love her.
Maggie, can you hit us with something else you learned about The Bachelor?
Yeah, there's a reason why couples are rarely shown eating on dates. Nobody eats, and that's primarily because no one wants to watch you eat, and the mics will pick up on it. Lowe previously told Glamour Mag. So between the two date portions, they would bring us to a hotel where you can shower and change and get ready. And it's during that time where you can eat. Because I did notice that in a lot of Bachelor season, nobody's really eating.
They sit down at the table and there's like a plate of food and no one touches it.
Yeah. And there's no chef in the house for all these people.
Uh-huh.
It's only one person whoever can make dinner for the rest of the people.
Wait, they make their own dinners in the house?
Mm-hmm. Everyone's responsible for making our own meals in the house, former contestant Ashley Spivey revealed. Dinner would be prepared by whoever felt like cooking for everyone.
Oh, Ashley S was crazy. Like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember Ashley S. She's the one.
She cried a lot.
Right? I worked with her sister once.
Oh, wait. Is she the one who said I have a great story? Or is she the one who thought that the pomegranate was an onion?
I didn't watch her season. I had to Google her.
To be fair, pomegranates can kind of look like a red onion if you look quick.
Not if you cut into them.
If you go like this, whoa. It's an onion.
If you're checking your blind spot. Yeah. An onion.
It's an onion. Did you watch Follow Your Heart or Listen to Your Heart?
I tried so hard. I didn't stick. I know.
I know.
I'm sorry. That.
Becky and I are leaving.
I think it was. Here. I also have a bachelor group that I watch with. And I think that. Didn't Listen to Your Heart come out at the beginning of quarantine?
Yes. Yeah.
And so. It doesn't make sense that I didn't watch it because I had all this free time. But I have this bachelor group that I would always watch with. And when quarantine started, we would still watch together and just text. And this group fell off of that very quickly. And I kind of did too. I think I would have stuck with it if it was just me. But like,
yeah,
my group wasn't into it and I kind of got talked out of it. And I don't really regret it. Like, I don't know if I really missed much.
So Listen to Your Heart was a Bachelor franchise spinoff that was if you took Bachelor, Bachelorette, and it had a baby with American Idol. So you had
That's
to.
Exactly what happened. They took American Idol people who had auditioned for it and put them in this dating show.
So everyone was a singer. And on the first, like, two episodes, you had to find, you know, your perfect match. And if you didn't find your perfect match, Chris Harrison came on and was like, actually, you have to leave. So they kicked a bunch of people out, and then it was down to like eight or nine couples, and then it turned into American Idol, or like it turned into one of those competition shows. So on the first couples competition, they had to sing for Kesha, and then it was like Kesha and like I think Jason Mraz was there at one point.
He was.
And so it didn't matter what drama was going on in the house. Like, you could tell, like, Chad, he had to stay because the producers wanted him to stay. He was this villain of JoJo's season.
And quick segue, I want to mention this. He's on OnlyFans.
Oh,
I know.
Ooh.
I hate that. I hate everything about that. I don't want to know the kind of person that pays to see more of Chad. Because he was not a
nice
person.
And he does sex stuff, too.
He does sex stuff.
Yeah.
Does he show his dick?
I haven't watched it. Should we watch it now?
Should we watch it now?
Wait.
Can you put it on the Try Guys card?
Listen to Your Heart.
Listen to Your Heart.
So they're doing these duets. They're singing. They have these performances. They're being judged like American Idol. But one of the criteria for judging them is how much onstage chemistry do they have? Can they prove their love during this song to Kesha? It is outrageous and ridiculous.
Yeah. And what I think was so cool about it is because it was a competition show at one point, which we learned from when Keith did Bring the Funny. In California, you cannot like fuck with a show that is for money. So if you win money at the end of it, there are like these huge contest rules.
Oh.
So like when there was drama in the house, let's say it was Bachelor or Bachelorette. If there's drama, the producers are going to try and keep one person along for the ride, right? Yep. This show, if there was drama, it didn't matter because there were outside judges and they just picked who left. So any drama only lasted like one episode.
Yes.
Wow.
And it was only like maybe 10 episodes. We were big fans. And on this last episode with I forget if it was Claire or Tayshia, but they were singing.
It was Claire and Dale.
Oh, was it?
Claire and Dale on their only date that led to the fantasy suite. Yes. We like flew through their whole love story in like half an episode. They were dancing to the singers from the winners of Listen to Your Heart, who are actually a very cute and sweet couple
who are very talented.
They were very pretty, both of them.
Oh, yeah. They're very good looking beautiful voices.
Yeah. I can't wait till they have babies. They're going to be beautiful babies.
So cute. But if they don't want to have babies, they don't have
babies. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
They
no pressure.
Totally
they don't know me. It's fine. I'm not pressuring them. They can take that up with their own mothers. Yeah.
But did you really just love the show because they sang Shawn Mendes all the time? That's what I do remember. It was Shawn Mendes, John Mayer, and A Star Is Born song. Yeah,
and what was that one? It was that one like country song too. Keith and I were walking in like a Target and there was one song that kept playing on Listen to Your Heart. Mm. And Keith was like, where do I know this? Oh, The Bones. It's like that like,
oh, yeah,
if the bones are good. Yeah. Whatever that song is. Keith was like, where do I know this? And I was like,
can you guys sing more?
Heart.
I don't know this song.
That's literally all I remember.
It sounds like a Lou Burger song if they like thought of on the spot. The bones are good.
The bones are good.
It's like the bones of your house are good, but it doesn't matter if the rest is falling apart.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if something's shaking. Yeah, it's
I
think it's like a country singer and a not country singer did a collab.
I'm into this.
Oh, no, that was a really long tangent about that.
Okay, listen to your heart. Let's get back to Tayshia episode one.
Yeah.
How do we feel about the switch from Claire to Tayshia?
I wasn't there for the beginning of the switch, so
you
tell me.
How do you feel about who Tayshia's dating, and do you have any high hopes?
Is there anyone you liked in that first episode you saw?
I'm still trying to get to know everybody. I don't know.
So
it's
so
a lot of like little conversations of the same thing. It's like, I think I may meet my husband here. I'm like, how does she keep doing this over and over?
No way.
How does she keep saying the same thing? It's the same conversation, but it's really entertaining.
Who's like happily married, what she's doing seems exhausting.
It does seem exhausting. And she has like the biggest smile on her face. I'm like, I'm really believing her. But at the same time, I'm like, how is she doing this?
I know.
She is so much more fun than Claire. She's just lighthearted and fun. And Claire was so like serious and like angry almost, like on the defensive from day one. And so I feel like if I'm the guys and I interviewed for like Claire. And I was like, okay, let's go. And we come in and Claire just falls in love with Dale in 12 days mm-hmm. and is so rude to everyone. And then Tayshia with her beautiful face and her ooh, Disney yeah. princess smile walks in. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. This is like 1,000 times better. Like, I'm so much happier. She's so nice.
She's so nice.
And so fun. And she's giving all of them, like, time to chat with her.
And she's mm-hmm. actually asking questions about them. Like, this is the first yes. time we're really learning about who these guys
yeah,
are.
Yeah, that's true.
Because mm-hmm. Claire would only ask about Dale when she was on any other date.
Oh, and, really?
And so we don't know any of these guys.
Overall have better careers and are more interesting because they skew older than normal. Like they're all like early 30s, late 20s, early 30s. So they're not 25. So they have like better jobs.
Like the boy band manager.
Boy band manager.
I'm so curious about
what
the job.
Boy band? What boy band, bro? Let us know.
Here's the thing. His lower third says boy band manager because yeah. it always says their job. Mm-hmm. But we have no idea what that means because she won't talk to anyone. Claire won't talk to anyone.
What their job
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
yeah. Did you guys clock when, who was it? Riley, maybe? I don't know. When one of the guys asked Tayshia, and so what, because these guys, Tayshia's not their lead. Claire was their lead. So yeah. they had no time to research her, right? Yeah. She just walked in the room and then they're going. And one of them was like, so what do you do for a living? And Tayshia was like, you know, God bless her. She was like, I travel a lot and I'm in like the lifestyle space. And I was like, bro, this is what she does for a living. She's an influencer. Don't make her say it.
And she's pretty big in the Bachelor world too. It's not like mm-hmm. Ari where they just pluck someone from years ago. Like,
no, she did Paradise.
Yeah, with JPJ.
Remember JPJ. See, that's how I know she's nice. She gave JPJ a shot.
I don't know how she. JPJ is John Paul Jones, right? John Paul
I
Jones.
Think he and made her last name.
Okay, was like this surfer like dude hair. With
long, yeah, long blonde
he
hair.
He spoke like a cartoon.
Yeah,
he,
really.
He had like this crazy voice. Do a JPJ impersonation.
I have not watched JPJ in so long.
What is that thing he said?
I just remember him saying his name all the time. Because whose season was he on?
He was on Hannah's season.
Yeah.
And he didn't last too long.
No.
But yeah, he's always right touching his hair. Yeah. And it's just, he speaks exactly like how people would think surfer guys from LA talk. Like, I'm afraid to do it.
I know. I don't want to insult anyone from California.
Oh, should I share my story about how I met Pete?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Will and I would always call Pilot Pete, Pilot Poot.
wait, but say it again.
Pilot Poot.
Pilot Poot.
So, I'm only going to call him that from now on.
Peter was mm-hmm. our last bachelor, and he was famous for being on Hannah's season of The Bachelorette, and they did it in a windmill.
Mm-hmm.
And four times.
And that was the thing she revealed on TV.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
we had sex four times that night.
And then his mom was in the audience cheering him on. Like, yeah, my son did it four times.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so this is pre-quarantine. We all went to Golden Road, which is a brewery in L.A., and we were hanging out, and then Pilot Poot showed up, and everyone at the brewery was watching, and we kind of got this table in the back so we could have more privacy, but, like, I was really nervous because I was trying not to fangirl, because his season was airing. Like, I think his finale was, like, about to air.
That's and so, true. We didn't know yet.
Yeah, I don't think we knew, or, like, it had just ended or something, mm-hmm. but he was really, really nice. I think in person he was, like, much more charming than I was expecting. I thought he would be like a little bit dorkier.
And then Will, your boyfriend, really mm-hmm. likes to do this hand washing bit on Instagram.
I forgot yes. about that.
So I remember I was like flicking through Instagram, was like click, click, click on stories. And all of a sudden on Will's story was
Pilot Poot.
Pilot Poot.
Yeah, he does this thing where it's like,
sorry.
That's exactly what it is. We also got all of the boys to do it, all the Try Guys to do it at the last Christmas party.
Also,
for some reason, yeah. whenever Will drinks, he'll do this thing where he gets like really creepy and he goes like this and like, I don't know, rubs his hands together and like looks at you to make you feel uncomfortable. But he got
like Gilly Hick hot guy love.
Yeah. And he got Pilot Poot to do it. And it's on my story somewhere. I'll repost it when this episode comes out.
Yes. Okay. Please do.
And did you or did you guys not do shots out of your shoes that night?
Oh,
shoes?
Yes. The boy said shoeies.
Why would you put a shot in your shoe?
It was this thing. It's actually a whole beer. And so it started in Australia. I believe it started in Australia.
It stays in the bottle, right?
Like mere weeks.
It goes in your shoe.
It's before like, lockdown. Okay. Mere weeks. This is not sanitary.
I think it was March? Early March? February.
Early March.
But yeah. I think the Mad Hueys made it popular. But anyways, you basically like funnel a beer through your shoe. So you get your shoe like this. And you pour a beer in, and then you drink it from your shoe.
Wait.
A tennis shoe?
Whatever shoe you're wearing. The boys have done enough for sandals, dress shoes.
Don't you ruin your shoe?
Yeah. They don't do it anymore.
Well, I was like, that's why Will had to get a job at a mall, because he's always buying shoes. Like,
shoes are
a discount.
A one-time thing, right? You wear them all week, you go out Saturday night, then you throw them away.
Yeah, it's like a disposable camera.
It's like Bieber with his underwear.
It's something that was popular when we were in college. And the boys haven't really done it for years. But when all of like this one group of boys are all high school friends, they get together, they do all that dumb stuff. And I think
Did you do it?
I will never. Okay. I remember there's another couple in our group. And the boyfriend did it one time when we were mad. And she was, when we were mad, the boyfriend did a shoey one time when we were out. And she got so mad, they left immediately. This is the beginning of the night. And I believe one of them slept on the couch that night.
Oh,
and I think he learned his lesson.
No shoeys for you.
And that was the last shoey.
Shoeys seem unpleasant at every iteration. The drinking of it, the putting your shoe back on.
Should we just do one now to close out the episode?
Okay. I mean,
pour your tea in your shoe. I can't do it. All right. Well, Alex, it has been a treat.
Yes, thank you guys for having me on.
Yes, thank you for coming on.
This was a pleasure. This was a treat.
Yeah. Where can people watch? So obviously they're going to watch Food Babies. Mm-hmm. They can follow you on Instagram. You can drop your handle.
I'm at AA Herring, and that's herring spelled like the fish. And you'll see more Food Babies episodes coming soon.
Yes, you will. Yes. Mags, did you learn anything you'll take with you? How did the episode end for you?
I'll watch next week's episode as long as it's not 3 hours long.
Okay. Watch, little tip, watch the next day on Hulu so that there are no commercials.
Oh, that's a good...
Well, if you pay for the ad-free.
Oh, okay. Or
I can give you my log.
Record it.
Thanks,
and
girl.
Then speed through the commercials. I don't watch live because no one has time for that.
Yeah.
It's very long. I actually Venmo'd my dad. I asked him how much it would cost to make Hulu because, you know, as adults, I have my parents' Hulu password. I Venmo'd him and was like, how much is it to make this ad free? I will pay it. I'll do it. I can't handle this. The Bachelor is 4 hours long.
Oh, yeah. You have to not have a job.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed our guest, Alexandria, as much as we did. Yay.
Thanks for having me.
Make sure you like and subscribe. Follow us on wherever you get your podcasts. Rate us 5 stars. Drop a comment below and let us know who else from the Second Try staff you want to see on the show. Because, you know, we're in such close proximity to them. And we're all getting tested all the time, so it makes it easy for us to have them as guests. So if there's a Second Try staff member you want to see, comment below or comment somewhere you want the Food Babies to eat next.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yes. We need ideas. Let us know what foods you want to see.
Okay, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.